Ladies, what if I told you that one small change in your daily routine could significantly decrease your future risk factors for breast cancer by 73% in as little as 28 days? With breast cancer rates rising, especially among younger women, I want to share some truly inspiring insight into the future of breast cancer prevention with a first-of-its-kind intervention study showing that you really can significantly reduce your risk of breast cancer by doing something as simple as swapping to clean products in as little as 28 days. In this episode, I'm going to share the incredible details of the study and give some simple tips on how to implement these small changes that can make a big difference to your health in your own home. It's so much simpler than you think. Let's dive in. Hey there. So if you're listening to this, this is an issue that affects you. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point in their lives. And by the way, 40 years ago, that number was 1 in 20. So rates are rising, and they're rising exponentially among younger women. We know that only 10 to 15% of all breast cancers come from women that have a family history of breast cancer. They're genetically inclined. They have a predisposition. That leaves 85 to 90% of all other breast cancers being attributed to environmental factors, lifestyle, diet, use of products. And while that's a good thing, right? That's empowering. That means that there are so many things that we can do that can decrease our risk of breast cancer. But it also means there's so many environmental factors out there that can contribute that it gets really confusing and muddled. And I'll be honest, I've worked with over 800 families, so many women, and they all say the same thing. It is really difficult to make changes in your life if you don't actually believe that they're going to make a difference. So if you're, you know, eating healthier, or you're no longer using personal care products or cosmetics that have ingredients in them that are known to contribute to your risk of breast cancer, it's kind of like this theoretical thing. Well, do I really have to do that? Do I really have to give it up? Am I going to possibly get breast cancer anyway? Is it really going to make a difference? And what I love so much about the study that I'm going to talk about is that it is so specific to individual women, and it shows what can happen to a single woman, right? You. Let's just take, it's like you, for example. What is your individual risk of breast cancer? What are the markers that you have that show an increased risk? And then what happens if you make simple changes and then we retest you 28 days later? What actually happens to your body? This is the first of its kind. No study has ever been done like this. So not only is it really empowering to women, which I love, but as somebody who works in environmental toxins regulation, this is also a huge game changer when it comes to regulating environmental toxins. And that's because historically, the dose is the poison is the way that any chemicals have been regulated. You know, if you come into contact with it, is there an immediate reaction? You know, are you going to pass out? Is it so toxic that they can see immediate neurological damage? Like, what are the acute reactions that people have? But proving that long-term low-dose exposure to a specific chemical actually does harm is really, really difficult. Because especially the companies that produce these chemicals and the companies that use them in their products, they can point to other things and say, oh, it wasn't the fragrance, it wasn't the parabens, it was their lifestyle, it was their diet, it was their predisposition. They lived in a city with high pollution. Because there's so many other factors, proving something truly does harm in a real life scenario becomes really difficult. Studies like this can actually help improve getting laws passed and getting regulations, because it shows, yes, in fact, these things do contribute. They don't just contribute. There is a causation between the two. And that could truly change the face of regulation in the future. Okay, so let's jump into the study and how it actually applies to you and what you can do in your everyday life. The study revolves around the use of personal care products, so shampoos, conditioners, lotions, deodorants, that contain two specific ingredients, parabens and phthalates. Those two chemicals were chosen for two reasons. One is there's a lot of like really well-established data out there showing that those two ingredients in particular are highly estrogenic. And having that extra estrogenic activity, we know, leads to an increased risk in breast cancer. So that's number one. But number two, they're pervasive in everything. And people are getting smarter about parabens. A lot of companies have started removing their parabens. But most products on the market still contain synthetic fragrance and likely contain phthalates. So 41 women participated in the study. They were cancer-free. And before starting the study, researchers collected blood, urine, and breast tissue cells from the participants. And then they had them swap all of their products out. They got rid of anything that they were using that was a personal care product that had a phthalate in it or a paraben in it. In order to ensure that all the women had the same thing, they actually provided them with products. Here, I'm going to list them for you. Now, of course, any clean product that doesn't have artificial fragrance, phthalates, or parabens would work, but I found it interesting. For deodorant, they gave all the women Schmitz. They gave them Luminance bar soap for their face. They gave them a Toms of Maine toothpaste, Badger lip balm, Beauty Counter sunscreen and some makeup, Mineral Fusion makeup, Pacifica makeup, Dr. Bronner's liquid soap, and Human Gear. They gave them some silicone containers for their products. So all of the women in the study agreed to use all of these products. These are pretty much what they used during a 28-day period. So they stopped using their current products, and they only used these products for 28 days. So it was the only intervention that happened. And what was so fascinating for me is that you could see in their blood and their urine samples that the amount of markers for things like phthalates and parabens were reduced significantly. And that is the thing about parabens and phthalates. They don't live in your body for a very long time. The issue is that people are putting them on their body all day, every day. And so they remain in our system and they never get a chance to leave. And leading up to the study, we've had a glimpse of some of this. Like, higher personal care use of things that have parabens in them was always associated with higher urinary levels of parabens, obviously. And then there was a study that showed that 60% of methylparaben that's on a leave-on product, such as your deodorant, actually gets into your breast tissue, and they could measure it. And they could measure the amount of phthalates that are in breast tissue, breast milk, blood, urine, amniotic fluids even. And we also had research that showed that pre-diagnostic urinary phthalates, so the amount of phthalates that are in a woman's urine, were higher in women who developed breast cancer. We always had these correlations, but closing the gap into causation was always something that was missing. So here's what happened. Not only did the phthalate levels and paraben levels significantly decrease in blood and urine, but they observed significant 73%. That is a high number. That is significant. A 73% reversal of known cancer-associated cell signaling pathways in the breast tissue. I will not pretend that I know or understand anything about the way this was done. It was a gene expression analysis that used breast FNA, which is basically, it isolates RNA. They can take a look at 730 cancer-related human genes, which is incredible. It's basically the gene expression that shows a high risk or normal profile. And high risk just means that they're at higher risk for developing breast cancer. The study is linked in the show notes, so you can go nerd out all you want. And in the line of work that I do, where I am trying so hard to bring awareness and teach people that small changes can make a big impact, this study is huge. If you're listening to this and you are so ready to make some changes and you're not sure where to start, you can head over. I have a toxin-free shopping guide that has a list of all of my fully vetted toxin-free products. None of them have parabens or phthalates or any endocrine disruptor in them. You can find all of them over at www.toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. Doors are also officially open for my signature course, Toxin Free in 3. I also share a ton of free information, reviews, products, my favorite clean brands, and more over on Instagram. Give me a follow at Wendy_toxinfreeish. My hope is that you share this episode with every single woman in your life. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next week.